way. Yeah. Yeah.
Church, to all of you, visitors, friends, members, it is good to stand before you one more time. And God has given us a beautiful day to praise His holy name. But He truly has been good to all of us, to each one of us. We thank God. Amen. Today I want to call your attention to the Gospel of John, St. John, the fifth chapter of the Gospel according to John. John chapter 5, we will begin reading at verse 1. John chapter 5, verse 1. When you have it, say amen.
Amen. Amen.
You hear pages being turned. New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke. Fifth chapter of John, the first verse. When you have it, say amen. And God's word reads, "After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool, and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me.
All right.
Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed, and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath.
All right. Okay.
For a little while this afternoon, for the time we have to share, I want to talk from the subject, in spite of.
Amen.
In spite of. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now. We thank you for this opportunity. Lord, we ask you just to touch me and send the preacher, Lord, that your word will go forth. Lord, we know that your word is going forth throughout this great United States, at churches far and near, north and south. Your word is going out from all around. And your word will not return void. It will accomplish its purpose. Lord, we pray, Lord, that your word would touch this congregation,
yes,
that burdens might be lifted,
yes,
that lives might be changed,
yes,
by the preaching of your word.
Yes.
And Lord, we count it all done by saying amen.
Amen.
In spite of. Have you ever been stepped on or stepped over? Gone around.
All right.
Have you ever been in line and somebody jumped ahead of you when you needed to get through line just like they did?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it was on the job. Ever been on the job and been there, had the seniority and been there for many, many years, and somebody that's just been there 1 year gets the promotion you have been waiting for?
All right.
You were next in line for the promotion. It doesn't seem fair. It doesn't seem right. It was your time, and now you have to wait. I want you to go on a trip with me back to Jerusalem, back to a pool called Bethesda. This pool is surrounded by five gates. And as we come closer, we look and we notice a multitude of people. Every one of them got something wrong with them. Every one of them got some type of problem.
All right.
Some of them couldn't see.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them couldn't walk. Some had withered hands and withered feet. Some had sicknesses and diseases. Everybody was there, was sick,
Jesus,
had a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to look around. Notice all the people around the pool. All of them have knees. All of them are sick. All of them have something going. Some were lame. Some were blind. I want you to look at their faces. Look around. Look at their faces.
Jesus.
Recognize any of them. They all look like us. They all look familiar, just like us. There was a season in your life when you were down and out. When you were one of these people, there was a season when you were in a bad place, in a place where you couldn't help yourself. Some of you may be even there now, in a place where you don't know what you're going to do. And some of you have come out of those places. And my brothers, my sisters, I want you to know right now, I want you, don't ever get so holy.
All right.
That you can't remember where you came from.
All right.
That one time you were messed up. One time you were out there.
Amen.
Henderson Grove is a pool. It's a place for people to come for healing.
All right, say so.
It's a pool where troubled people come and the water is troubled, and people that are hurting, people that are sick, come to be healed.
Amen.
We've all come to Henderson Grove with problems, with situations, with circumstances.
Amen.
So that God can help us work out our own soul salvation.
Amen.
As we continue on our journey, as we continue down this path, as we're looking at the pool at Bethesda, I want you to notice that Jesus has just come onto the scene.
All right.
Amen.
As we see Jesus walk by, let us follow him. He passes by men that are blind, that cannot see. He passed by somebody that's lame and cannot walk. He passed by somebody. somebody with an incurable disease. He's passed by somebody with a withered hand and a withered feet. He passed by all of these people. Because today he has an appointment with a certain
Jesus.
Man. The Bible calls him a certain man. To Jesus, today Jesus has an appointment with one man. Although everybody is there, although everybody is sick, although everybody has their needs, and they all need Jesus to heal them, Jesus comes for one man.
All right.
Man has been there. The Bible says 38 years he's been sick. 38 years depending on everybody else to take care of him. 38 years depending on somebody to pick him up and carry him. 38 years depending on somebody to give him some food to eat and somebody to take care of him. As we look with Jesus, Jesus comes to this man. Jesus looks at this man. As we look at this man, we see all the possessions he has.
Amen.
He has them with him.
Mm-hmm.
A mat
mm-hmm.
to lay on.
Right.
A collection plate for begging for alms.
All right.
And he may have some wooden crutches to help him get around.
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
That's all he has. Why did Jesus pass everybody else that was sick? Everybody else that was in need? And come to this one certain man. Everybody lay waiting for the troubling of the waters. Everybody wanted to get in that water. And the Bible says the first one to get in after the troubling of the water would be healed. Oh, we need some more pools of Bethesda today. If our churches was the healing place, there would be no need for the pharmaceuticals. There'd be no need for the hospital making all their money. There'd be no need for health care. My brother, my sister, one day it's going to be like that. When God himself shall wipe away every tear from your eye. Jesus comes first to face to face with this one certain man. Why him? Why not the others? And as Jesus looks at him, he asks him a question. Will you be made whole? Will you be healed? And look at what he says. I have no man to help me. When the troubling of the water comes, I have nobody to help me. And they that can walk, those that can move faster, they get ahead of me and they get into the pool and they get healed.
All right.
My brother, my sister, the problems we face today, we face physical problems. But I want you to know that the root cause of our problems is spiritual.
Jesus.
And the man that says no man can help me is correct. There's no man that can help you with the problems that we face.
Oh yes.
If you don't deal with the spiritual,
yes,
you will never make it through the physical.
All right.
We need to realize that although we are physically affected, the battle is spiritual.
Okay.
Yesterday morning at the 8:30 class, Dr. Logan gave his testimony.
Yes, amen.
And I've known Dr. Logan for many, many years. And I've never asked him why he walked with a limp.
Jesus.
But on yesterday, he told his story.
Yes.
He said he went to Duke Hospital in July of 1991.
Mm-hmm.
He had already been preaching, had already been ordained, and had already was studying and going to school. And he had all the learning that he needed to preach the word of God.
Jesus.
And on that day in July of 1991, he went to Duke Hospital. The first thing the doctor said was, he's not going to live.
Jesus.
You won't live. Imagine hearing that in a hospital room.
Yes.
You're not going to live. You're going to die.
Jesus.
But after a couple of months, the doctors changed their tune.
Yes.
And started telling him, you'll never walk again.
All right.
You'll never walk again. He said he stayed in that hospital at Duke Medical Center from a Saturday in July 1991 to a Saturday in April 1992.
Jesus.
And he said when he got out of the hospital, within a month of being home, he could walk again.
Amen. Amen.
I wanted you to know that you can't take what man tells you. And he said this. He said, when I started preaching, I preached what I studied. I preached what I was taught. But after I got out of the hospital, I started preaching what I know. That Jesus is a healer. That Jesus will deliver you. He'll make a way out of no way. Don't look for man to solve your problem. Don't look for somebody to pick you up and take you to the pool.
All right.
Amen.
He said, I have no one to put me in the water.
Jesus.
And imagine he's standing right next to the light of the world. But he's still focused on the pool of Bethesda. When the great physician is standing right there, he is still waiting for the troubling of the water.
Yeah.
I want you to know that if you're waiting for a miracle, if you want a miracle, I want you to understand that this. If you want a miracle, you got to go through something. You have to go through some hard times if you want a miracle. You have to go through a test if you want a miracle. You got to be in the midst of a trial, a midst of a tribulation to have a miracle happen in your life. It wasn't until the woman with the issue of blood had suffered 12 long years, spent all of her money to press her way for a miracle.
Thank you.
The blind man on the side of the road, when the disciples asked who sinned, he had been blind all his life waiting for a miracle.
All right.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had to defy the authority, had to risk death, had to look at a furnace heated 7 times hotter.
All right.
Before they got their miracle.
All right. Man. Thank you, Lord.
If you want a miracle, you can't be too quick to quit.
All right.
Don't just quit if you want a miracle.
God, I thank you.
All right.
You must be able not to give up. For those that are willing to stay in line for 38 years, God has something for you.
All right.
For those who have their mind made up, God has something for you. And he asked the question, will you be made whole? Do you want to be well? It seemed like a rhetorical question, doesn't it? It seemed like a question that doesn't need to be asked. It's kind of like when your supervisor has all the checks and walking around, he asks you, do you want your check this week? It's kind of like your mother asking you, do you want a whipping? It seems to be the answer's already there. But Jesus said, will you be made whole? We think the answer is yes, all these people around the pool waiting for the troubling of water. But I want you to know there are some people that like to wallow in their mess. There are some people that don't want to be made whole. There are some people that like to be the focus of attention and they want everybody to look upon them.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
What a strange question to ask a sick person. Will you be made whole? Some people like the condition they are in. But what drew Jesus to this man? Of all the people at the pool, what drove Jesus to this man? And I believe that this is it, and that we need to get a hold of what he had that we need to get Jesus' attention. And that is that he had in spite of faith.
All right.
In spite of.
Mm-hmm.
He had been there year after year, 38 years. But in spite of being walked over, in spite of being walked on, in spite of not having anybody to pick him up and take him to the pool, he went there over and over again. In spite of he had to try to crawl his way to the pool, others could walk, he came there every time he got a chance. He was still at the pool. 38 years he didn't give up. 38 years he didn't try trying. He didn't stop trying. And we leave the choir when somebody says something we don't like. We get mad and we leave the church. We need some of that in spite of faith. In spite of his handicap, in spite of his limitations, and in spite of he had to crawl towards the pool, in spite of everybody else walking around him, he was still there looking for his miracle. You see, Jesus can work with that. With that kind of faith, Jesus can do some things in that life. When you got that in spite of faith, he can make it work for him. Henderson Grove is a pool, and those that show up every Sunday morning, they're going to get blessed. It may not be this Sunday morning, but come back next Sunday. It may not be next Sunday, but God's going to honor you. Amen. You come here today in spite of some of it didn't feel like getting up, but in spite of where you felt, you came to church. In spite of the devil trying to stop you, you made it through those doors. In spite of your feelings being hurt, you're here again this week. In spite of gas being $4 a gallon, you made it to church today. Somebody's here. Because your circumstances are not ideal. But you came here in spite of the circumstances. In spite of the situation. God honors in spite of faith. The woman with the issue of blood, in spite of her condition, in spite of spending all the money that she had, in spite of having to press her way through the crowd, she didn't give up. The Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, in spite of the king's commandment, in spite of the threat, in spite of the fiery furnace, they didn't bow down. God will honor your in spite of faith in the crisis and give you the victory. In spite of what the doctor said, you stand on the word of God. In spite of who walked out on you, you stand on God's word. In spite of who hurt your feelings, you come back and praise his holy name.
Thank you.
Jesus healed the man. In spite of your job situation, continue to praise him and expect a miracle. And my brothers, my sisters, miracles happen every day. It wasn't the safety features of that car that saved you. It was a miracle. It wasn't the medicine the doctors gave you that saved you. It was a miracle. You are alive today, not because you've been so good, not because you've been so perfect, but it was a miracle. And those are the things we can remember. One day when we see God, we're going to look back on the miracles that were in our lives that we didn't even know about. That God saved us and we didn't even know it.
Thank you,
in spite of. In spite of what the disciples did and how they ran away. In spite of them falling asleep when they should have been praying. In spite of sweating his sweat like great drops of blood. In spite of being beaten all night long. In spite of nails going in his hands, nails going in his feet. In spite of being pierced in the side. In spite of his being wrapped up in grave clothes. In spite of a great rock being put at the tomb. In spite of guards around the tomb. Jesus, the Son of God. Jesus, the lily of the valley. Everything that happened to him, he still got up. Don't be so easy to quit. When God has gone through so much for you, keep on living. for Jesus. In spite of what others might say, keep on praying. In spite of the devil's fiery darts, you keep on believing. In spite of the doubters that are around you, you keep on praising God. In spite of the circumstances you're in, you just keep on doing what you need to do. In spite of everybody else. And at the end of the day, when you've done all you can, Jesus will say, take up your bed and walk.
Thank you.
And you will be healed. In spite of everything that's going on.
Thank you, Lord.
God is still able. Still able to be healed. In spite of. In spite of. Door to church is open. There may be one that is going through. That's going through the situation. And you may not know how you're going to get out. But I say praise him right now. In spite of your situation. In spite of what the doctor says. God knows better than me. And so I offer you Jesus to Christ. Today can be the day that you give your life to Jesus. And he will give you everything you need to make it all the way to heaven. The door of the church is open. You may join this church by letter, by Christian experience, or by being baptized. Let today be the day that you give your life to Jesus. And he will do the rest. He'll work it out. He'll work it out. Don't quit. Don't give up. In spite of the situation, Jesus will make a way out of no way. You may come. Will there be one? You may come as the choir shall sing. God bless you.